When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for some trivia with style. We're looking sleek and dapper with Mad Men trivia on episode 272 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This historical drama turned heads with its striking visual style and costumes, and this week, it's our focus as we work our way through TV show trivia. That covers the basics, so let's begin the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played Don Draper throughout the series? John Hamm. Number 2. Elizabeth Moss played what character? Peggy Olson. Number 3. John Slattery plays what senior partner in the firm? Roger Sterling Jr. Number 4. Christina Hendricks played what office manager in the series? Joan Holloway. Number 5. The 12th episode of the series takes place on November 8, 1960, during the election of which U.S. president? John F. Kennedy. He defeated then Vice President Richard Nixon. Number 6. The majority of Mad Men takes place during which decade? The 1960s. Number 7. What real-life cigarette brand is Don and Company trying to get as a client in the first episode? Lucky Strike. Number 8. The Mad in Mad Men is short for what street? Madison Avenue. Number 9. Mad Men ran on what cable network in the U.S.? AMC. Number 10. What Chernobyl star played Lane Price in Mad Men? Jared Harris. The Geeky Round. Number 1. By the end of the series, Sterling Cooper had been renamed what? Sterling Cooper and Partners. Number 2. Don Draper marries what secretary? Megan Calvert. Number 3. Don Draper fought in which war? the Korean War. Number 4. Though the series is iconically New York, Don Draper ends the series in which U.S. state? California. Number 5. Mad Men premiered in what year? 2007. Number 6. How many children does Don have? 3. Sally, Robert, and Eugene. Number 7. What X-Men First Class actress played Betty Hofstadt? January Jones. Number 8. Which actor would, sometimes, need 3 shaves a day on set? John Hamm. Apparently his stubble would ruin continuity, so they had to reshave him throughout the day. Number 9. Pete brings in an account from Vicks Chemical for what acne-fighting treatment? Clearasil. Number 10. Played by Rich Sommer, who was the head of Sterling Cooper's TV department? Harry Crane. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who is credited with creating Mad Men? Matthew Weiner. Number 2. How many seasons did Mad Men have? 7. Number 4. Due to his service during the war, Roger Sterling has issues working with what Japanese company? Honda. Number 5. Bertram Cooper died just after what historic event? The Apollo 11 moon landing. Number 6. What is the title of the series premiere? Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Number 7. John Slattery originally auditioned for which role? Don Draper. Number 8. What is Don Draper's real name? Richard Dick Whitman. Number 9. Which character ends his run on the series by being wheeled out on a stretcher, screaming, "Get out while you can"? Michael Ginsberg. Number 10. Henry Francis worked for what New York governor? Nelson Rockefeller. He was governor from 1959 to 1973. He would later become vice president under Gerald Ford. And that's it for Mad Men Trivia. Do you have a favorite episode or character? Let me know on Spotify or social media. While you're on social media, be sure to share the show with your friends. Test your skills and see who can score the highest. If you're catching us on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. I appreciate it. Next week, I'll have a different show. Here's a clue. In what bar does everyone know your name? This was a requested topic. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 272 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.